Genealogy by Tim, Season 3, Episode 7, recorded Saturday, July 29th, 2023. Been a pretty lazy summer, but also pretty productive, as I've done a lot of tinkering with my server. I reached out to my nearest living relative in Lancaster County, and I've yet to finalize my plans for this summer's genealogy tour of Lancaster, which is to take place during the last week of August. All that coming up on Genealogy by Tim. Set a couple goals for myself this summer, but I can't stop tinkering with the server. The greatest change that I've made to it is that I've subscribed to an email service, Zoho, and I've got that all up and running, interconnected with the server so that the server now sends automatic emails. If you go into create a new account, it should send a confirmation email to your email address from tim@genealogybytim.com. I'm now also able to send and receive emails at tim@genealogybytim.com, and I therefore no longer need to use the tim@restorationsbytim.com email address. I had been paying WordPress.com some $19 a year for the Restorations by Tim domain name, and some $48 a year to keep my old blog up. Since I now have email access at tim@genealogybytim.com, I transferred the old domain Restorations by Tim over to join my other domains at Bluehost. The old website, restorationsbytim.com, now redirects automatically to blog.genealogybytim.com, which is a self-hosted WordPress site. And the old email address, tim@restorationsbytim.com, still does forward emails to my new inbox, tim@genealogybytim.com. So you can continue sending emails with the old email address. I will still receive them. I'm signing up to a lot of services on that old email address that I got to change over, but I still am paying about $25 annually to keep that domain up and running. And that'll be running for at least a year, but in the future I may decide to retire the restorationsbytim.com domain entirely. And I'll make that decision in a year. I'll probably keep it going for another year after that. I mean, $25, I mean, what's that? You go to the pub and you get a sandwich and two drinks, that's $25 right there, basically. So that'll be running at least throughout the end of this year until next summer, and then probably another year after that at least. In other server tinkering news, I have installed an instance of URLs. Is it pronounced URLs? It's spelled YOURLS, URLs. And this is a self-hosted link shortener. So if I want to shorten a link, I get a very long link from Ancestry.com. I want to link to it in my blog. I want to link to it in my family history web trees instance. I don't have to post the long URL. And I don't have to rely on outside services such as is.gd or tinyurl or bit.ly. I use my own self-hosted URL shortener, which is at y.genealogybytim.com, and it is a self-hosted instance of URLs. I'll link to that software in the show notes. Check it out for yourselves and see if it's right for you. The Gramps genealogy software now has a self-hostable web interface. I was tinkering with that for quite some time. I haven't quite gotten it to work. It looks pretty good. I've been able to upload my GEDCOM, but I haven't been able to upload my media. And, you know, I've been in contact with some of the devs on the Gramps Discourse forum, and they've been kind of helping me through the process there. It takes a while to get back every now and then. But it hasn't been working yet, but I'm excited for this software. I'm excited for a web-hosted interface for my desktop Gramps genealogy software so that when I do my edits on Gramps, there's a menu item that says Gramps Web Sync. I can just sync immediately my additions to my server and access them from anywhere, collaborate with anyone who's interested to collaborate. Not up and running yet, but it's looking pretty promising. Just got a few kinks to iron out there. If you're interested to try Gramps Web in conjunction with the Gramps desktop software, the devs have recently, in the past couple weeks, released Gramps Hub, gramps.com, where you can have a paid instance of Gramps. It should work really well. Check that out at grampshub.com. So yeah, a lot of tinkering. I should have been planning. I should have been doing all this stuff, but I just can't stop tinkering. I'm supposed to be planning my annual genealogy tour of Lancaster County. That's going to take place this summer, sometime around August 18th through 22nd. I'm not sure exactly when within that window of time I'll have to get out there and back, but it'll be around that time. And so far, I really have only thought of three things I want to do. So it could be a short trip, depending on how much more I discover between now and then. I have a couple gravestone photographs that I want to take. The first is my nearest relative with the name Mumma inscribed on the gravestone. And that's going pretty far back. It's going back to a cousin of my direct ancestor, Anna Mumma Eisenberger. This is John Mumma, John C. Mumma, who was born in 1798 and died in 1850. He has a wife, Nancy Newcomer Mumma, who is buried next to him. They are buried together at Silver Spring Cemetery, which is one of my absolute favorite places to go when I'm on these trips. I have my Klein ancestors. John Klein and Catherine Hogentogler are also buried there along with family. And the view is pretty great from the cemetery. It's usually pretty warm in the summertime. You can go out and look over at a lot of the farmland, Lancaster County farmland. It's a very nice, open, reflective place. So that's going to be a fun photograph to take of John C. Mumma's grave, who died in 1850. He's a cousin of my direct ancestor, Anna Mumma Eisenberger. Another gravestone photograph to take is that of George Marley. Now, George Marley is a closer relative. George Marley is a nephew of my grandmother's grandmother, Cora Klein. Cora had a sister, Maggie Marley, and Maggie Marley had several daughters and a son. That son is George Marley. The sisters are all buried together at Millersville Mennonite Cemetery. George is buried in nearby Mountville Cemetery. And this grave is important to me because I've been doing a lot of research into the Marley family over the last month in preparation of potentially meeting a descendant of the Marleys. So I'd like to know about and have all the information on that family as possible before I meet this gentleman, potentially. George is buried in Mountville Cemetery. He was born in 1900 and died in 1974. And he is buried in Mountville Cemetery with his wife, Anne Reese Marley. So those are the gravestone photographs I have lined up for this trip. I've also got planned a visit to Lancaster History, what used to be known as the Lancaster County Historical Society. And I have two goals there. Okay. One of them is to inquire about the original copy of the personal marriage records of Reverend J.J. Strine. Reverend Strine married several of my ancestors, including my direct ancestors, John Klein and Catherine Hogentogler. And the record is important for my application to the Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania's First Families Lineage Society. I have a published typeset version in book form of the personal marriage records of Reverend J.J. Strine. However, I am always interested to see the original, whether that be the actual original book that Mr. Strine wrote in or a microfilm of the book. I'd like to inquire to see whether the Lancaster County Historical Society has it, if it exists at all. It may have been lost to time, but the records still do exist in published book form. So it's one thing I want to ask about at the Historical Society. The other thing is I want to do some research into the death and final disposition of Peter Mumma Jr. This is the son of the immigrant Peter Mumma, who was born in Germany in 1721, arrived in this country in the mid-1700s, and died in 1785. He had a son, Peter Mumma, who was my direct ancestor. This Peter Mumma Jr. was born 1771, and his death and burial are not really clear. Mumma.org lists the date of death as after 1850. I believe FamilySearch.org's family tree lists the burial as 1852, but doesn't really cite any sources. So I'd like to try to get some clarity on that. And if it's possible to find a burial location for him, that would be amazing. This would be a gravestone for a direct Mama ancestor. So the gravestone for John C. Mama, which I intend to photograph while I'm out there, he's not a direct ancestor. He's a cousin of a direct ancestor. But to find the gravesite of Peter Mama Jr., my direct ancestor, would be amazing. And I'm not really counting on being able to do that. I mean, I think a lot of people have been researching this for a while, and no one has seemed to have struck gold here on this. But those are the two things I want to research at the Lancaster County Historical Society. The whereabouts of the original of Reverend J.J. Strine's personal marriage records, and the whereabouts, if they are to be found, of Peter Mama Jr., who died around 1850. And the last thing I want to do while I'm in Lancaster is potentially meet my nearest living relative in Lancaster. Now, I've narrowed down the person that I'd like to meet. I'm still a little bit shy about giving people's names on the podcast, and, you know, just in case the person doesn't want to be involved in my project, I'll hold off on that for the time being. And when and if I meet this person, I'll ask him, hey, do you mind me mentioning you by name in podcast? And then, well, if so, we'll talk about, you know, him, his family, and all that. But for now, suffice it to say that I've identified a relative. I believe he would be my father's third cousin, although I should check that. So it's not that far of a relationship. Not super close, but not that far. So yeah, those are the only three things I've got lined up for my trip. It could be a short trip. Now, if during the month of August I do a lot more research and come up with more goals, that's great, but it could be a short trip. All I want to do is photograph those two gravestones, George Marley and John C. Mama, visit the Lancaster County Historical Society for the personal marriage records of Reverend J.J. Strine, and learn about Peter Mama, who may or may not have died around 1850, and then meet my father's third cousin if he responds to the letter that I wrote. Last segment this month, I would like to read to you the letter that I sent out to the person whom I believe is my nearest relative in Lancaster County. I believe it's my dad's third cousin. I should check that out. But first, a little context surrounding the writing of the letter. I've included three papers in the envelope. One is the letter. One is a little diagram of how we're related. So I go up my ancestors, up his ancestors, until we get to a common ancestor. I also included a printout photograph of our common ancestor surrounded by his eight daughters and one daughter-in-law. Two of those daughters are siblings, and they are our direct ancestors. So my direct ancestor is Cora Mae Klein Harrison. His direct ancestor is Maggie Klein Marley. And the two of them are in the photograph along with six other sisters and a sister-in-law. And the thing about this photo is I don't know exactly who's who. I know who my grandmother's grandmother, Cora Mae Klein, is in the photo, and I know who David Klein is, who's the father, our common ancestor, but I don't really know how to label all the other women in the photograph, and this is a good kind of hook. It's a good little conversation starter, so I can write in the letter, hey, do you know or would you know someone who would be able to help me label this photograph with the names of all the women? So I wrote this letter on computer, and I thought it would be cool to send a handwritten letter, okay, but I do think better behind a computer. So I got my computer, I typed out the letter, and it was my intention at some point to then go ahead and handwrite the letter that I originally typewritten, but time was getting short. I was like, you know what? I want to get this letter out. I don't want to rewrite it. Let's just print and send. All right. So also at the top of the letter, I put a QR code that links to my website where our common ancestor, David H. Klein, has a profile. So he can get his phone out and he can, you know, explore a little bit. All right, so the envelope contained those three things: a hand-drawn little diagram of how we are related, a printout photograph that I would like for us to work on labeling, and the letter itself, which is typewritten and printed out. And the letter goes like this: Hello, Mr. So-and-so. My name is Tim Graham. I'm a family historian living in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, and I research the Klein, Eisenberger, Mumma, and Hogendahler families of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If my calculations are correct, you're my father's third cousin, making us third cousins once removed. Our most recent common ancestors seem to be David H. Klein, 1838 to 1820, and his wife, Margaret Eisenberger Klein, 1839 to 1897. David and Margaret had a son and eight daughters. The two youngest daughters were your great-grandmother, Margaret Klein Marley, 1874 to 1942, and my grandmother's grandmother, Cora May Klein Harrison, 1877 to 1960. I've included a diagram of our apparent relationship along with this letter. Each summer for the past 10 years or so, I've been riding by bicycle out to Lancaster from the Philadelphia area to research my ancestry. Each time I visit, I typically stay at local campgrounds for about 4 days, and I typically visit archives, libraries, historical societies, and cemeteries to further my research. For the past several years, I've been building a website to detail my findings. You can find it at https://webtrees.genealogybytim.com. The QR code at the top of this letter should take you straight to David H. Klein. This summer, I made a goal of meeting my nearest living Lancaster relative in person and sharing some family history and photographs, perhaps at a local library or pub. If you know any cousins who are also family historians, I'd like to meet them as well. One task I'm particularly interested to accomplish is to label the enclosed photograph of David H. Klein, his eight daughters, and one daughter-in-law. I know from my grandmother that Cora Klein Harrison is standing in the back row, second from right, but I'm not quite sure how to label the others. Labeling the photograph may require meeting several of your semi-distant Lancaster area cousins to see what photographs they have of their Klein ancestors. This year I intend to ride out to Lancaster in late August, in the days surrounding August 19th or so. Let me know if you or any of your interested cousins would be available to meet me sometime during that week while I am in Lancaster. If you call or text my phone number or tim@genealogybytim.com, perhaps we could arrange a meeting. And that is assuming my research is correct. I look forward to hearing from you. Best regards, Tim Graham. And I hand signed it. But that's the letter I sent, and I mailed this out, must have been 2 or 3 days ago, and I'm hoping to hear a response. Haven't heard one yet. Now, I used to cold call people. Once I found their contact information on YP.com, the yellow pages, and they had a phone number, I would call the phone number and just be like, it's kind of always an awkward situation. Hey, we're related, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I've had success with that before. We wanted to take a different tack this time and send a letter out first. Now, if I don't hear back by mid-August, I might then use the phone number and see, hey, did you get that letter, blah, blah, blah. But we'll see. I'll be checking my mail, and you will know if I received a response to that letter. And that's about all I have for this month. Starting this coming Tuesday, I'll be on a bike tour with my old roommate. We're going to go see the Cherry Springs State Park in northern Pennsylvania. It should be about a 10-day, between 10-day and 2-week ride. When I get back from that, I'll have some certification classes to take. And then after that, I'll be heading out to Lancaster. So I got a pretty busy couple weeks ahead of me. If I can squeeze out a podcast before I head to Lancaster, I will. Otherwise, you'll be hearing from me after the trip. Until then, keep on digging. Your next family history adventure awaits.